Welcome back. Our Coach's Insight program's continuing on another week here on CARE 93.7 as we have flipped the calendar to February. So we're down to the final few weeks here of the high school basketball's regular season. We're going to start here Coach's Insight tonight with Atchison, as we always do, and we start with the girls' coach. That is Nick Rebance, presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, we got a lot to dissect here since we last spoke, and let's talk last week about the midseason tournaments. You went to Jefferson County North, played in that field. Very good teams across the board there. You got a very tough test in the first round of that tournament last week, ACCHS, the top-tier team. You drop one there, but you go to the left side of the bracket, beat Valley Falls, and then ultimately come up a bit short. You lose by 4 to Jefferson County North in that fifth-place game. Just take us back to last week and the overall takeaways from that JCN tournament.
You know, that's a good gauge for us. That's kind of what you use the midseason tournaments for. See where you're at, what you need to work on, and start getting ready for postseason play and finishing up league play. You know, and we ran into some good teams. So it's good for us to get down there, play, like I said, see what we need to work on, where we can get better, and where we're good at, what our strengths are. And that was just a field. That was a good tournament. I'm happy that we got in there and happy that we had those games.
And you mentioned it's kind of a gauge to see where your team is at, and it's always a good gauge in the middle of the season as we're now coming down the home stretch. So as you left that tournament, where was your mind at? Like, what did you learn about your team after that point?
I learned that we're scrappy. Defensively, we're really good. We can create some pressure. We created a lot of turnovers in that, and I think that's something that's going to be beneficial towards us. On the bad side, I learned we got to work on offense, and when we got to come set up and run offense, we don't execute as well as we should have. So that gives me some good ideas for practice coming up.
And now, how good was it to see your team bounce back after the JCN loss as you got back into Meadowlark Conference play on Tuesday night at home? Schlegel, a team that's, you know, their numbers are down a little bit. They're trying to build something back up, but your team showed up 59-13. Defense, obviously, a big key there, but your girls bounced back in a big way.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, you know, defense, we came out and we worked on our pressure. But the thing I was happiest with there was our ball movement. We found the open girl. It wasn't someone just trying to go get their own shot. We were head up looking down the court, a lot of fast break points, and being good teammates. So that was good for me to see.
It was all, and it's always really good when your team's giving up, you know, maybe good shots for great shots, just making the one extra pass that can really make a difference.
Oh, definitely, and that's what last night was, and I hope we can build off that.
When you build off that and you continue on here, as we're down the home stretch here, just a few weeks left in the regular season, you know, what can you tell us about Sumner Academy, the next opponent coming up? I know, you know, back in December, you know, that was a game that was a forfeit. You know, that was when you guys were in that tough stretch. You had girls that were out. You couldn't really field a team. Now you're in probably the best position you've been at in this point, and now you really get to see the Sumner team for a first time. What can you tell us about them?
You know, and that's exciting for us. That's kind of like our rival. We've kind of built that up over the past couple of years. So we want to go out there and get that one. They're quick. They're going to get down the court. They're going to challenge us defensively, which is good. That's something we need to see. But I like our outlook. I like how we look coming into this game. If we can continue our pressure and run some offense when we need to, I like our chances.
Atchison girls playing some good basketball right now, coming off the win over Schlegel on Tuesday night. They'll stay inside Meadowlark Conference play Friday, getting KC Sumner Academy. That's Nick Rebant, Atchison girls basketball coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, go get them on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. I appreciate it.